Tonight on Radio Theater, we have a special treat for you, a play written by a local playwright and all-around good guy, Dewey Davis Thompson, and recorded right here and produced at the WMNF Studios with some great local talent. So stay tuned for The Toco Baga Bargain by Dewey Davis Thompson.
This is United States Coast Guard, St. Petersburg, Florida. Request your position, nature of distress, and number of persons on board. Over.
This is it. All the emergency. All emergency equipment out to the Skyway Bridge. Vessel just hit the Skyway Bridge. The Skyway Bridge is down. Get all emergency equipment out to the Skyway Bridge. The Skyway Bridge is down.
I first saw the Sunshine Skyway on TV, just like everyone else in Pontiac, Michigan. But fate would draw me ever closer to Florida and my beautiful, beloved Tampa Bay Bridge. It was the 9th of May, 1980. I was fixing to go teach a class on symbolism, my first job out of grad school, when the news came on the idiot tube. Bridge.
At 7:30 this morning, a freighter crashed into the bridge and tore loose two sections. Another part is dangling, ready to fall, and a car is straddling the gap between the bridge and space. Several cars and a bus were thrown into the
air. Oh, my God, Jack, what's that all about?
Something in Florida, Ma. Well,
turn it up, hon. Let's see. You want more hotcakes?
You betcha. It knocked out a portion of the road, and dozens of motorists plunged 150 feet into the sea. People heard the accident over 50 miles away. A huge slab of girder and pavement is still dangling. Looking down from the helicopter, you can see a couple of tiny boats. The weather is turning bad again, Sarah. Another squall is coming, and I think we have to go now for our own safety.
With more on that storm, we turn to Scott Sims, our weather expert.
Sarah, even the name Tampa comes from the Indian word for lightning. This highly charged atmosphere energizes the calm shallows of our inland sea. Tampa Bay is a semi-tropical estuary. Squalls form where freshwater rivers meet the warm Gulf of Mexico. And Sarah, the Sunshine Skyway passes right through the worst of those storms.
University of Michigan Anthropology Department, Dr. Jack Jackson.
Sir, I am calling from the Greater Bay Community Chamber of Tampa, Florida. As you may have heard, we have a bridge that needs replacement, and we would like to hire you to assist.
Me? I'm not an engineer, I'm an anthropologist. You know, I study urban spaces and symbolic structures. You know, churches, cemeteries, city parks. How can I help?
We need your help to instill confidence in our commuters. That's what Mr. Maxita said.
In those days, I was a cocky post-grad who knew a lot about urban architecture, history, and public safety. So, I agreed, and within a week, I was on an airplane, leaving the U of M and Lake Huron far behind.
Are you all right? You look a bit green.
Yeah, I'll be okay. We're almost there, right?
Yep. We've already started our descent. Look, there's Tampa Bay out the window now.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. It's so big.
Well, I'm a sailor, and Tampa Bay covers 400 square miles, big enough to hold Los Angeles.
It's that deep?
Not deep. It only averages 12 feet. But as far as the eye can see, the sea and more sea. Endless miles of open water, with humans clumped around the edges like coral incrustations.
Well, I can see the sailboats and cruise ships and the jagged gray fringe of coastline, but where's Tampa? Where's the bridge?
Look, over there. That speck, far off on the horizon, that's Tampa. And look, just below.
There she is! Oh, the poor bridge. She looks like a broken zipper unable to hold back the waters of the bay. The crisscross girders on top, it looks like an industrial crown.
Hardly. The skyway's a menace, built diagonally across the shipping lanes. The freighter had a good pilot. It's 60 miles to Tampa, the longest, most treacherous channel in the world. With shallow water and sudden storms, the crew had a tough job that morning.
Another couple of hours and we'll be snug tight in the berth, right, Captain? That'll be 20,000 tons of boat off your hands.
That's right. Then fill her up with phosphate and across the Atlantic she goes. But first we make a 13-degree turn right under that main pier of the bridge. Stay sharp.
Captain, sir, wind exceeding 60 knots. Visibility is zero. And sir, the shipboard radar is broken.
The vessel, some adventure, 606 foot, has hit the Skyway Bridge. Any vessels in Tampa Bay area, Skyway vicinity, proceed and assist. There are reports of people in the water.
I took a taxi to the Greater Bay Community Chamber in the historic district of Ybor and met my employers on the fifth floor of an old factory, an empty ghost from the days when tobacco ruled.
Welcome, Dr. Jackson. I am Esther. This is Mrs. Gonzaldo and Mr. Maxita. Would you like some cafe con leche? Cuban toast?
Sure thing.
Dr. Jackson, first, you should know that you were hired because of your interest in religious studies and your master's thesis on the Saint Bonifaire.
Oh, he's not really a... Wait a minute. What does religion have to do with a bridge design?
The Tocobaga demon.
The Toco what?
The Tocobaga ruled all of Tampa Bay from a temple in Safety Harbor. They made offerings to the spirit world. And we understand, Jack. There are many relationships with God. All the world's ley lines cross here. Everywhere this powerful energy flows. It feeds the human soul. It feeds the animal guides and spirits of sea and sky, river gods. Should you know of the lightning? We have lightning every day.
Tampa Bay is the lightning capital of the world. Like Salvador Dali, the skies over West Florida are nearly mad. We also have water spouts, but we don't have a lot of hurricanes.
The Tocobaga knew of sky spirits they called Orican. Great storms that feast on energy here. But the energy a Orican desires most is human fear. It is sweet to them, like honey.
The Tocobaga also had a relationship with a sea demon, which lives at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Many canoes disappear into whirlpools trying to cross to Egmont Key.
The Tocobaga has a bargain with the sea spirit to keep the Arakan spirits away for hundreds of years. But the Tocobaga are gone now.
And the agreement with the demon is all but forgotten. We no longer remember how to appease him. Of course, the demon did not forget. A deal is a deal, and we need to do whatever it takes.
I came here to help you draw up a comforting bridge design. Now you ask for a supernatural exterminator. Let me just think about it, okay? I'll get some food for the beast in my own belly, and I'll chew this one over. So, Esther, where's a good place for lunch?
Like Jamaican? I'll take you to the Jerk Hut.
I see you like the roti, man.
It's delicious. Bring me another one.
That three in a row, man. Yeah, man, sure thing. Another roti for table three.
So, Esther, what makes you think there's a Tocobaga demon? Because do I believe? Not really.
Well, I have done some research. Here is a file for you, Professor. See, most Tocal shark attacks happen where the bay meets the gulf. The area has strange currents, sudden fog, rogue winds, and unexplained sounds. Sea dews mysteriously vanish into thin air. Here is a book called Tampa Bay Triangle. Ancient Indian curses, secret submarines, UFO sightings. Recently, the papers have had stories about a pretty blonde hitchhiking across the bridge. But when you get to the other side and look back, she is gone. There are three clippings on her alone.
Look, that's all interesting, but what do the archives have on the Tocobaga bargain?
This file has everything on the history of West Florida, and nothing about a demon. Not in the archives, anyway. Well, there is one possible connection. When DeSoto came in 1553, he christened the bay Espiritu Santo, Spirit of the Saints. DeSoto saw something here, too.
Well, whether it's lightning, ley lines, or sky demons, Tampa Bay is definitely full of potent energy. How that energy manifests, well, that's quite subjective. The god of DeSoto is the spirit of the Tokobaga in one sense. So, in that sense, Esther, the story is true.
Oh, Jack, you do believe. Here, finish my plantains and then I'll drive you to the hotel and you can read all this. I'll have more for you tomorrow, okay?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, hi. How are you?
Guess what? They want me to make contact with a spirit.
How's that, honey? A what? Oh, my God, that sounds dangerous, honey. I thought you were done messing with all that kind of stuff, you know? I mean, after that seance at your graduation party got so weird and... Oh, Jesus loves you, son, and... So do I.
I know, Ma. I know. I'll come up with something. I love you too, Ma. Goodbye. In bed with an empty Oreo tray, I begin to contrive a ceremony. More to appease my employers than any demon. I guess I could burn incense and say prayers at the beach or something. I wonder what kind of party one throws... to say to demon. That night I dreamed I was with the Tokobaga.
It is 1666 and death smells heavy in the air. The charnel house full with burnt bones of children. War with the Calusa, allied with the European invaders. Sickness and slave raiders have taken many. What people are left have gathered at the sacred mound, capital of the Tokobaga Nation. It is vital that a sacrifice be made to the beast.
But why me?
Because you believe. Because you want to help. Because you must.
I'm dreaming, right? I'm at the center of a procession. We're walking along the raised causeway. I'm half naked and decorated with feathers and paint. I have beaded leggings and a gold amulet around my neck. From atop the mound, I can see smoke rising from the circular huts surrounding us. But everyone is gathered here with me. The people look so sad. Or do they? The woman smiles and leads me into the temple where the chief waits. I bow before him. What am I doing? Why?
Chief Grace is the mortal enemy. Our struggle today is for costly grace. You are brave. Your will is strong. Now sit. Take this. Drink.
You must protect us. Your soul is strong. You will be released.
Now I see the knife. Jagged and black, it gleams in the firelight. But I'm not scared. I take another sip of the drink. I see my reflection in the cup and feel myself being pulled into it. Or am I the water, weightless and fluid? Giddy with slosh, I'm being carried someplace in my cup. A friend is a gift to a friend, not from the heavy soil where blood and race and oaths are mighty and holy, where the earth itself watches over the sacred, hallowed, and ancient ordinances and defends and avenges them? Not from the heavy soil of the earth, but from free choice and the free desire of the heart, which are not in need of an oath or a law.
Good morning, Professor. Did you sleep well?
Hi, Esther. What's for breakfast? Maybe a few of those munch burgers?
Just coffee for me, but I think the giant breakfast is for you, Dr. Ravenous Beast.
As you wish, Miss Will-o'-the-Wisp. So, what do you have in the blue folder today?
A complete history of hurricanes. Amazingly, the eye of the storm always goes north or south or west at least a few miles. There has never been a direct hit. Well, actually, one hurricane did hit Tampa Bay head-on, and it wiped out everything. It was 1848, and there were no Tokubaga to remember the agreement. Worse still, the new inhabitants had no respect for the land. They even built a lighthouse on Egmont Key. If canoes angered him, a lighthouse must have outraged the demon.
Let me see that article. The Great Gale of 48 came with the callous, uncaring brutality that only a revengeful sea can display. A 20-foot tidal surge rushed up on Tampa Bay on Monday, September 25th, inundating the landscape. Waves covered the treetops in downtown St. Petersburg.
In Tampa, every single building was heavily damaged. Ships were tossed about like matchsticks, and a boat with the Fort Brooke payroll was deposited a half mile inland.
On Egmont, the lighthouse was destroyed by the enraged surf. The lighthouse keeper, his wife, five children rode out the storm in the water, clinging to the sides of a small skiff tied to a palm tree. As soon as the storm was over, they rowed 60 miles to Tampa, and the lighthouse keeper resigned on the spot.
Tampa Bay residents lost their houses and citrus groves. They were lucky to escape with their lives, taking refuge from the churning foam atop the very same mound built by the Tokubaga. The waves grabbed at the mound until a section of it collapsed and washed into the bay, taking several lives with it.
Wow, that was some storm. It wiped out practically everything.
But it was the only one, Jack. In over 500 years of recorded history, Tampa Bay has been spared. The demon has been keeping up the bargain, I told you.
Well, then what about 1848? I mean, maybe he was annoyed about the lighthouse and tried to wash it away.
Maybe, but it didn't work. The lighthouse was rebuilt, and now we have a bridge.
We have a bridge that runs right through his territory. You know what? I need to see the Indian mounds in Safety Harbor and Terracea. Maybe there's something that'll help.
Okay, but tell me something, Professor. The other day, Mr. Maxita said you wrote a paper on St. Bonhoeffer. Who was he? I'm Catholic, and I never heard of him.
Oh, well, he wasn't a saint. Well, a Lutheran saint, maybe. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German pastor and a martyr who died fighting Hitler. He gave his life for a cause he believed in, and protecting the church and the souls of the people.
I see. Well, what has that got to do with the beast? Maybe the beast is like Hitler?
And what? I'm Bonhoeffer? No thanks. You know, a nice tall bridge is all this town needs to feel safe and to keep folks away from any beasts of the sea, supernatural or not. The Safety Harbor Mound was just like my dream. I could see the causeway and where the charnel house had been and where I... Oh, no, wait, that was just a dream.
Jack, come look at this display. Read this. It seems the Tokubaga believed we have three souls. Your shadow is one of your souls, your reflection is another, and the third is in your eyes. Your primary soul lives in your pupils and stays with your bones at death. It survives burial and lives for eternity in the mound, joining ancestors. The shadow soul is given up to become one with animals. Your reflection soul rejoins the natural world, feeding the greater good.
Feeds the greater good. God, Esther, that's it. You know, several people died in the storm of 48, and that was why the beast was appeased. A sacrifice was made right here on the mound that always had been used in the past.
Oh, Jack.
Come on, Esther. Let's go see the Terracea Mound at the mouth of Tampa Bay. One more field trip, but I think I already have what I need.
Oh, Jack, honey, I'm sorry. I have to get back to the office, but you can take my car. Just drop me off in Ybor, okay?
Confident I had solved the puzzle, I crossed the broken bridge to Terracea. Traffic inched along in both directions, sharing the good span. Nervous drivers ogled the wreckage that used to be southbound. I rolled down the window and hollered, "Hello, Tokubaga Beast! Are you there?" It was growing late when I arrived at the largest remaining Tokubaga mound. I sat above the treetops, ate an orange, watched the sunset. I smelled jasmine and watched lights burst forth around the horizon, like white Christmas strands reaching forever. I was feeling quite content when I realized that Mr. Maxita must know everything I knew. Damn, I could hear him now.
Surely you don't think we have brought you all the way here just to tell us that we have a bloodthirsty demon knocking over bridges to munch on hapless souls? Clearly, there must be more to it than that.
Then what? If sacrifice was not enough, what commitment did the demon require? I had no choice but to go back to work. I was crushed, feeling sad and homesick. I got into my car and it started to rain out of nowhere. I had a hard time getting back onto the bridge. That's when I saw the pretty blonde hitchhiker as she walked along the road, soaking wet. I wondered if my mother would stop to pick her up. And I wondered if she'd still be in the car when we reached the other side. Hey there, miss. Would you like a ride? Come on, hop in.
Thank you.
Gosh, it sure is hard to see. I hope I'm going the right way. I'm going back across to Tampa.
Are you?
Wow, some fog, huh? Like little puffs. Smoke rings, I guess. Little tunnels.
I can't do it.
What?
I can't do it, Jack.
Who are you? How do you know my name?
I can't do it anymore, Jack. I wish I could, but...
Now, who are you? Are you trapped here by the beast?
No. I am the one. It's all my fault.
I don't understand. Please, tell me what's wrong.
10 years ago, I lost a child. A baby girl. I was so careful, and she was nearly ready to be born, and then, right after, my husband was a soldier, and suddenly I had no family, no child, no life. I just wanted to be a mommy.
What happened?
Came out to the tallest part. Somehow missed the water and was floating when she came to me.
Your daughter?
No! No. The one before. She had been here so long, Jack. She barely remembered being human. So tired and sad. She did a great job, especially since she was just plucked off that Indian mound in the middle of a storm. So I finally had a purpose, see? I had the chance to help someone. Everyone.
So you took her place as the guardian of the bay?
Yes. Yes, that's it, Jack. That's it exactly. Protect the people, Polly. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, keep the hurricane away, I must. Push! Keep them out. Manatees are all about. Eat them sweetly. No! No! Shh! Protect. Protect the people, Polly. That's what Mommy does.
Are you okay? Tell me what's wrong.
I don't want anybody else to be hurt, but I can't. I can't help it. I can't resist.
What about the other woman? I mean, can't she help you?
No, she has gone on. And the one before her had been here so very long. He was Tokubaga. 20 years. That's all anyone can be expected to do. It's just so hard to control after that.
So you knocked down the Skyway? I mean, surely one of the people who died could have helped you move on.
I wanted them to, but they escaped. They were so scared, they just ran away into the light. It was all for nothing. For nothing!
Look, I should turn back. This is the wrong road, isn't it? We're going the wrong way. I can't see the bridge ahead.
No! I shall take more if I must. I will smash the little humans and eat their fear. I will chase their souls to... Oh!
Oh, my baby girl.
The only way to overcome evil is to let it run itself, because it does not find the resistance it's looking for. Resistance merely creates further evil and adds fuel to the flames. Okay. I'll help you. I will save you.
Now the 10 o'clock weather. Another hurricane has set its eye on Tampa Bay. With winds over 100 miles per hour, a direct hit would be disastrous.
Mommy, make the storm go away.
He will do it now, my daughter. Jack will keep the storms away. Come, rest here with me.
So now, here I am, what, 3 decades later? Still protecting my beloved bridge. Her pointy yellow bosom soars high above, and I am home. My soul is married to this place, wed to my Skyway bride. Halfway between worlds, I have power unknown to humans. I am of the spirits and share their lust. No, you will not come near my bridge, nor her people. Stay back, I say. All of you.
Ooh, Jack. Come play with my ley line. Shh. I will show you how to blow their little minds and their little houses. It's so good, Jack. Come. Taste.
Away, I say. My Skyway bride is all I need, Jezebel. Stay back. My soul takes precious duty. But at what cost?
Lord or human, are you, Jack? How long since you were fed? Aren't you hungry? Come, eat them sweetly.
When the wind is a steady howl, beating so loudly in the windows and doors that you don't dare go outside for fear of blowing away.
Words spoken in terror, they don't count. However revealing, however terrible and deeply wounding, they just don't matter anymore when the walls begin to shudder and you start collecting pillows in your closet. All that matters are your prayers to me. Me!
They don't believe in you, Jack.
Eat them sweetly.
I do hear your prayers. I hear them. And I know that deep inside you are grateful for the storm to pass. Grateful to me that the waiting, the guessing is over. Time's up. And all that remains is to wait and see how well I keep them away.
Be brave. Dare to throw open your doors to the Arakan. Bear your body to the Furies. Standing naked in the kitchen front hall. Let us kiss your face and tickle your knees and steal your pupils as post-it notes flutter and the wind takes you like a bird. Fly! Fly with the wind! Soul set alight by the storm, fly swiftly away to heavenly peace.
Away! Away, I say! Sinfulness is the heart turned in upon itself, and thus open neither to the revelation of God, nor to the encounter with the neighbor. My heart is open, and I give myself freely to this marriage of purpose. The sky spirits are kept at bay, only by me. Me! So never fear, my bridge. I shall keep you and your little people safe. But this power is more than I can sustain. The Orokin do as they please, and I too am hungering for that sweetest ambrosia. Already I favor the wind. I delight in making the power go out, and then I sip your anxiety like a cocktail. I long to be free, to gorge myself. And I long for that final rest. But I must be strong. I must do this. For who else would watch over my buxom Skyway bride? Who else would believe?
The Tocobaga Bargain by Dewey Davis Thompson featured the voices of Larry Bokovi, Yvonne Mishak, Mary Allen Mill, Leah Lociavo, Eric Dawson, Connie LaMarca Frankel, Nick LaGalante, Stephen Davis Thompson, Scott Suver, Ed Lehman, and Rudy Dickinson. Music by Alvon Griffin and Matt Cowley. Edited by Dave Lassa, this program was recorded in 2009 at WMNF Studios in Tampa, Florida, and was produced by Soundstage Radio Theater and Pirates and Angels Productions.